Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Poster Boy is a new American musical inspired by actual events surrounding the 2010 suicide of Tyler Clementi, a college student who brought national attention to cyberbullying. In the show, a community of gay men in an online chat room come together to discover what drove one of their own to take his life. Directed by Olivier Award nominee Stafford Arima with movement by Danny Mefford, Poster Boy is in its world premiere production on the NECO stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival through August 7th. Composer and lyricist Craig Carnelia and book writer Joe Trace join us now.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So this musical, Poster Boy, is based on a true story. For people who mightn't remember, could you remind us what happened to Tyler Clementi in 2010?
Well, the simple version of the story, what people tend to know when they're reminded of this, is that Tyler was a Rutgers freshman in 2010, and he was spied on by his roommate within the first couple of weeks of school. And after 3 weeks of school, and after having been spied on twice by the roommate, the roommate had set up a webcam in their room and activated it when leaving the room, knowing that Tyler was having a date with a man. And he screened it the first time for himself and a friend. And the second time, he intended to actually invite lots of friends. And Tyler thwarted his efforts by disconnecting the computer. Tyler had been aware from after the second date to the end of his life of what had happened with the roommate. Anyhow, within 10 hours of the second date, Tyler killed himself. That's the simple version.
What about that story made the two of you team up and create the show about it?
So Craig came up with the original idea of wanting to tell the story in a musical, and can speak a little bit to that. But when he sat down with me, he was looking for a book writer to collaborate with, and when we first sat down together, I had the same reaction that I imagine a lot of people might have when they hear that they made a musical about Tyler Clementi, in that, not being sure how you take something like that, that seems so tragic, and it is so tragic, and that seems so dark and difficult in terms of subject matter, and making that into a musical. But when I sat down with Craig, he showed me this transcript from the website Just Us Boys, which is a gay porn site that has a forum where people or gay men of all ages and backgrounds come to the site to talk about not just being gay, but everything from computer help to, what they had for breakfast that morning. The way it's an online community, the way, there are lots of online communities that, give people a chance to talk about their lives. And Tyler was a member of this website, Just Us Boys, since he was 15 years old, which first blew my mind because, the narrative in the media was that he was someone who was outed, who was newly coming to terms with sexuality. And so the fact that he, in fact, had been gay and gay online for years before that, already you've said there's more to the story than we know. And when all this drama was going on with his roommate, Tyler was posting, he created a thread called College Roommate Spying, asking for advice on how to deal with the situation. And there was a very active discussion on this community. People giving him tips, telling him what to do, not all giving him the same advice, and he was responding to them. And when you read this thread, as I did when I sat down with Craig, he seemed like someone who had the situation completely under control. This didn't seem like the kind of problem that you end your life over. And at a certain point in the conversation, he stops replying. The guys keep talking until one of them, 4 days later, says, "I just saw this news story. It sounds like you. Please write back to tell us it's not you." And these guys realize that the person they're talking to is now this national news story. And when Craig showed me that conversation printed out in the 15-page document, we both looked at each other and we realized this is what the show is. Not just the story of Tyler, but looking at these guys in this community and how this community is fractured when they discover that the person they've talked to, is now this national poster boy.
And how did you find each other and team up to work on it?
For advice, I asked my agent at William Morris for recommendations of a book writer for this show. And the first name he mentioned was Joe, and he gave me a couple of Joe's plays to read. And I just fell in love with the work.
Did you need to seek, or did you seek, approval or a blessing from Tyler Clementi's family before proceeding or as you work on it?
We felt very certainly that we wanted to have their blessing. And in fact, we've become quite close with Jane, Tyler's mother, and James, his brother. They're in great support of the project, and it meant a lot to us that they be in support, and that really was all the blessing, just to know that what we're doing with this very emotional and tragic story that affects their lives so deeply would not be against their wishes, but that it's also quite provocative, and I'm surprised they were able to come and see a couple of workshops of the show. I think it's a very brave thing to do. Mm-hmm. But secondly, to be in support of the show when it is so provocative in how it doesn't accept wholesale the easy answer of the roommate spied on him, and that was the one and only cause for why Tyler died.
We are able to share a few songs from the show, and I would like you to set up the song. The first is Don't You Want to Know Why.
Once they have linked the news story to their guy, who they had been advising and interacting with on the subject of the roommate, one of the men is dissatisfied with the simple narrative of shy, closeted gay, spied on by roommate, so he kills himself. Because of other information they had, the other information being not only Tyler's communication with them himself, but he had, through their advice, gone to his resident advisor and asked for a room change. He had disabled the computer for the second date, and most confusingly, tells them after the second date, and I had a great time. A few hours later, he was dead. It just didn't all go together for, in particular, one of the four men who go on this quest to figure out why he killed himself. The song is sung mostly by that man. His name is Distance Runner. That's his screen name. And he is trying to gather the troops and get them to join him in trying to figure out why Tyler did die.
He wasn't outed, he was out. They don't know what his death's about. No one does. It's easy to connect the dots, to draw conclusive whys and whats from what was. But you read his posts. He went to his RA, and the night before that day, he had a great time. We had a great time, he said. What the hell? What the f***? Don't you wanna know why? Don't you wanna know why he's gone? Don't you wanna know why he did what he did? What went on? He was doing okay. He was working his way through this. What's the reason that Tyler broke? When he broke, what we miss? Guys, they got it all wrong. Or they got it half wrong, half right. Cause there's more of a twisted plot, one that's not black and white. Jumping off the GW bridge, sorry. Don't you wanna know why?
I'm just, he won't become what he could have been.
So am I.
And that roommate kid is scum.
I know, I'm not saying he's not. Only how does this plot make sense when we know the way Tyler felt, how he dealt? Come on, gents. Is there any man here who was not as surprised as I that the boy that we hurt that night helped that night he would die? Jumping off the GW, jumping off the GW bridge.
Wow, I like how you think you can fix this. Where have you been, Jack?
But his death makes no sense.
Never will.
He was taking our advice, taking steps. I wanna know what happened. And you should too.
So now you even know what I should do. You just wanna know who to blame so you don't blame yourself.
All right, Troll City. then this isn't for you. It's for the other guys. Don't you wanna know why? Don't you wanna know why he's gone? We should try to find why he did what he did, what went on. Is there any man here who is not as surprised as I that the boy that we tried to help failed to help? He would die jumping off the GW bridge. Sorry. Who's with me?
I wanna know why.
I wanna know why.
I wanna know why.
That was the cast of Poster Boy, which is having its world premiere at the Williamstown Theater Festival. The song is Don't You Want to Know Why. The next song we will hear is Trust Me.
Trust Me is a song that is sung by Tyler. It's actually taken from one of his posts on the website Just Us Boys. You know, in the years that he was a member there, he posted 70-some times, and you know, we were able to go through and read these posts, and Craig took one of these and actually set it to music. So what's being sung is actually Tyler's own words, taken from his post on the website Just Us Boys.
The pain will pass, give it some time, just try some applesauce, trust me. Those first few days, it sucks, I know, but things will settle down, trust me. I know how you feel, you're wanting them off, but if they were off, your teeth would never improve. Sound sleep will come, Jell-O is good, the road gets easier, give it time, let me know how it goes, let me know.
Trust Me from the world premiere musical Poster Boy, running on the Nico stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival in Williamstown, Massachusetts through August 7th. The final song we're going to hear is Alternate Land.
We'll speak about that one together. It's sung by two characters, the one we've spoken of before, Distance Runner, and another one, Troll City. I'll speak to you about what Distance Runner is doing in the song, and then perhaps Joel will tell us about Troll. What Distance Runner is doing in the song is, along with trying to figure out why Tyler killed himself, Distance Runner keeps trying to rewrite history and keeps imagining in one way or another, all in different ways, what if this hadn't happened? What if it had been other than it was? What if I could have fixed it? What if I could somehow go back and fix it? And this is simply his, Distance Runner's, idea of what would have happened for Tyler if he just waited a week, a month, how his life might have been at Rutgers after the problem, if he'd given himself the chance to experience an after.
And Troll City is another character who's one of the men on this message board. He's an enigmatic figure who sees it as his role on this community to be the teller of uncomfortable truths, and he feels very strongly, based on his own history and personal experiences, that history could not have been changed and that nothing anyone said or done could have changed that. And so he has an alternate point of view on what this hypothetical future for Tyler might have been. And his role in the play is to he's constantly challenging Distance Runner, and the conflict between the two of them is what drives a lot of the action. So this is Distance Runner and Troll City both singing their versions of what Tyler's future might have been.
Say he hadn't done that. Picture what would happen. 2 months pass, 3 months pass. Can't you see him? He gets a new roommate. He's in a new dorm. He makes a few friends, having weathered the storm of that farce in the fall in the Davidson dorm. He majors in music and loves when he gets to perform. One cold afternoon, he walks with a junior who plays the bassoon. And the day may be cold, but the boys are immune. And bursting with laughter at tales of a joke named a rune. As they carry their cases and trade points of view, the violin rocks, the bassoon sway in two, and all the unsolvable things he went through fade like the hasty conclusions he drew. What if the hourglass held some more sand? What if there's more that the soul could withstand? Tyler would live in this alternate land, and maybe his friend would say, Tyler, and reach for his hand.
Okay, a new roommate, a new major, but hey, what your crystal ball can't see, we are who we are, and we end up stuck there, end up stuck there. And he walks with a boy, but the boy plays the flute. Flute boy's yelling while Tyler is mute. He's spiraling down by his usual route. And just as he felt in September, the pain's absolute.
But the thing in the fall was a smack with an axe. The straw that just broke the kid's back, so he cracks.
Straws have been known to break camels' backs, but sometimes there's something the camel just lacks. Anyone there? Uh-oh. Okay, say that we alter the story a smidge. Say what you will, but the story still ends on the bridge.
How can you say that? How can you say that?
The story still ends on the bridge.
Who are you anyway?
The story still ends on the bridge.
Have you contacted, or were they available, the real men associated with these screen names?
We invented these five characters, you know, inspired by and conflating the people on this site, you know, both in terms of the sort of advice that was offered to Tyler, you know, the people saying do this versus do that, you know, but also representing the types of people you might find in any online community, you know, the leader, the provocateur, the reluctant follower. Yeah, we haven't been in touch with any of them, but these guys are our fictional creation, you know, inspired by this real thread. You know, worse, everything that Tyler and Darun and their friends and family say are their own words.
The world premiere of Poster Boy, with music and lyrics by Craig Carnelia and book by Joe Trace, will run on the Nico stage at the Williamstown Theater Festival through August 7th. Visit wtfestival.org for ticket and showtime information. That link is posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.